Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, check us out on 910 The Fan. 105.1 on the FM side, and we are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go. Download that Odyssey app. It's fantastic. You could use the rewind feature if you missed part of the show as well. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. I saw this story a couple days ago, and it intrigued me. The headline intrigued me. I'll read a couple of lines from the story.
All right.
Headline is, an embarrassing sleep disorder no one wants to talk about.
All right. Okay. Can I guess?
Sure.
A nocturnal...
Nocturnal sleep.
Kind of.
One of Valdez's favorites.
Yes. Yeah. The term I had never heard of it is sexsomnia.
All right, what is it?
So I'm just going to read a couple lines I can. A 38-year-old man repeatedly tries to force his wife to have sex in the middle of the night, but has no memory of his action when he wakes up. A married woman in her mid-20s often tears off her clothing and takes care of herself, but remembers nothing when her partner rouses her.
What?
For a dozen years, a 31-year-old man hooks himself while he's asleep, at time injuring his groin. Embarrassed due to his unconscious behavior, he avoids relationships for 8 years.
So what's the problem? I don't understand.
They are getting hypersexual.
At night?
During their sleep.
While they're still sleeping?
Almost like, think of sleepwalking. So it's the same as sleepwalking, except it's sexually related.
I know this is going to be lost on you, but the scene in Step Brothers when Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly are sleepwalking and they put the throw pillows in the oven, or they just destroy the kitchen while they're sleepwalking, don't realize it until the next day.
I mean, I know of when you're sleepwalking and you go pee in a hamper or something.
Yeah,
you know, somebody might have done that on a friend.
I may have sleptwalked while I was in college and treated the kitchen floor like the toilet.
Right.
Yeah, that's horrible.
But that's normal.
Hold on. So what starts? How does that start?
They said that these are disorders of arousal. I think I would like
they
most
disorder.
Often occur during the slowest, deepest stage of sleep called delta sleep. It's like an alarm or trigger goes a memory, though.
Yeah, it's not
here's my question, though. And I don't think, what would you do
when you're in the throes of your deep REM sleep? Like, I mean, maybe eventually you'll be like, okay, let's take advantage of the situation. But, like, you're not going to be into it at 3 in the morning when you got to wake up in an hour to go to work.
Well, right? Wait a second. I think I would if my wife was right next to me and all of a sudden was getting all fired up.
Maybe.
You would?
Would you? You're telling me if Amy if tapped on your shoulder at 3 in the morning.
Of course I wouldn't turn it down. But right.
Would you be upset about it?
Upset about it, but it would... It would be
inconvenient,
surprising. You're not expecting it.
I know, but what?
But it would be unwanted.
The tap on the shoulder is different. What if you woke up because you heard them moaning or groaning?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Then you hit the lottery. I'd go right back.
You hit the lottery.
Maybe you
wouldn't be into it. You would tell them.
It's just so out of character and weird. But I would I would close the deal, of course. But it would be weird.
Cakes? What if Amy was making sounds you've never heard her make before?
Like Julianne Hough on the massage table.
That would be awkward.
Yeah,
because you're like, who is this?
What is she? What
she
could she possibly
without her shining armor here?
Here's one of the cases. Could you imagine this? So, a guy, his wife has this sexsomnia diagnosis. And he said the episodes began, this was way back in 2005. Said about twice a month, his wife would moan sexually and engage in dirty talk, words she never used while awake.
That's awesome. Who wouldn't love that?
I know.
Who wouldn't? That's
the dream.
That would make some people insecure.
I think that means you hit the lottery. Sorry, Lurch. I think that means you hit the lottery.
Says at times the woman would fondle her husband during the night and they would engage in sex until she became conscious and accused her husband of forcing the sex upon her.
Oh, that's bad.
I will say, my wife is occasionally a sleep talker, and it is the weirdest thing. She's even laughed in her sleep. Like, all of a sudden, she'll just begin laughing hysterically, and I'm like, what are you laughing about? And sometimes she'll respond to me and has no recollection of any sort of conversation.
Strange.
Well, you know, my kid, Steven, had night terrors.
Yeah.
Like, real night terrors. Like, he had them from probably age, 8 to 12 or something. I mean, like
they're scary.
Screaming.
My cousin had it.
Screaming in the middle of the night, and you're supposed to be calm and all this.
Yeah, you know.
I would turn all the lights on, and I would get water. I'd throw it on his face. I didn't have any tolerance for that stuff. I would shake him. I did all the wrong things.
Yeah,
because you knew what it was. It was just some stupid night terror thing, and we didn't have any. I had no patience for that at 1 in the morning.
Could he remember the next day?
He never remembered.
Yeah, that's what this...
No, because you're sleeping.
No, he doesn't remember it all.
This doctor in the story says is that these people essentially have amnesia.
It is.
Of what's happening.
I believe that.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like they're sexually repressed. Like they're not getting their urges out.
What happened?
And so their body does it for them at night when they're unconscious.
I'd buy that theory. That sounds plausible.
Like out of you four guys, I would feel like Jason would be the person that would do this.
Right.
Because he's all bottled up.
Right. He's just acting out.
He's all pent up.
He is. But I'm convinced if what he's saying is true, which I'm also not convinced he's telling the truth. But if he is telling the truth. Then he has the world's lowest T. He's got a T score of 1.
I just have no interest.
That means,
I've got no willpower. I've got no interest.
Yeah.
But that's extremely rare. Extremely rare.
Although it says in a survey of 1,000 randomly selected adults in Norway, They found about 7% had experienced sexsomnia at least once during their lives.
There's Jason right. T.
Once in their lives. So once over 80 years. Like I said, extremely rare.
Right. Hey,
getting back to this. I told you the story that my buddy who I lived with before I got married would have night terrors. And in the middle of the night, I didn't know he had night terrors. Mm-hmm. And he was screaming at the middle of the night. I thought someone had come into the house and attacked him.
Sure.
And I went into his room and I turned on his lights. He was standing on top of the bed with a baseball bat.
Oh, what?
And he was.
Big Orioles fan?
He is, actually. So funny. But he was standing on his bed with a baseball bat and he was screaming about lobsters being on the floor.
Was he on drugs?
It was a night terror.
Now, Orioles fans should be screaming about dream. Crabs, not lobsters. Okay, right. Let's be honest.
It was lobsters. And I just closed the door and said, okay. Because I know what night terrors are because my cousin had them and I grew up, you know, when he and I were at my grandmother's house. Yeah. We'd have them all the time.
How much longer did you live with this person?
What was I there? About a year?
Mm-hmm. Remember, I think the sleep talking is.
What was the neighborhood I was in?
Heather Hill.
I think sleep talking is somewhat common. So my wife does the sleep talking, but I believe my niece, like my Kelsey has said when she has slept over with her cousin Olivia that she sleep talks. Like I think that's somewhat common.
Yeah.
Have you ever been around like a sleep talker? Like
nope. Not that I know of.
I think my wife gets bitter.
I'm too knocked out to know what's
happening.
My
wife gets bitter because sometimes I try and carry the conversation. She's just talking nonsense. Sometimes it's, you know, she teaches a lot of classes. Sometimes I can tell it has something to do with her class. The last time she was talking about something about a circle. And I was like, what do you mean the circle? And she just keeps babbling. Then she falls back asleep.
You sure you're not the sleep talker?
She's sleep. I know I'm not. She's sleep flaming you is what's happening.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's a weird thing.
I think I've been told that I sleep. Talk.
I've heard of like sleep mumbling, where like you can't really understand what they're saying, but you just it's kind of fractured sentences, fractured words. I guess if you're having a vivid dream,
sleep is actually wild, man, because it can be terrorizing. You can have nightmares. You can have those sleeps where you get like sleep paralysis, where like you feel like you can't move your face and you can't breathe. Like
that happens to me.
Sleep can be terrifying.
Yeah, I like to have a couple beers. Here's the next game.
Dreams are just
Tyler Brashear.
I would love to talk to a dream expert. I don't know how they actually can give you like legit valid information.
I mean, they're guessing.
I would think, but
a bunch of witch doctors.
But I would love to know how long. And I know that there's been studies, and they say that the average dream only lasts like seconds, but it seems like hours.
Right.
I would love to know how long these dreams actually do last. Because, I mean, I've had crazy dreams where they seem like they last for hours, but they're probably 20 seconds.
Didn't you used to have a lot of celebrity dreams? Jason used to always have run-ins in his dreams.
I don't know. Probably.
I remember years ago, you'd always talk about your dreams, and you'd run into whoever. Emmett Smith.
Well, it was probably because I saw Emmett Smith that day or that night watching him on TV. I'm sure that's what triggers it.
Right.
But it's
we had a buddy in high school that
the brain is crazy.
That claimed he could control his dreams. You know, read all this, the Discover magazine articles and stuff about it.
Discover magazine.
No, I remember, I think it was Omni magazine, our boy Mike.
Yeah.
And part of, there was a technique to it. It was in your dream, you were supposed to do, I think one thing, you had to recognize you were in a dream and then you could control your dream. So the way to recognize in your dream was you're supposed to look at something. So say I'm looking at Cakes's hat.
Yeah.
And it says the ocean course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then you turn around and you know it's not a dream because it's not going to be the ocean course the next time I look back.
He's going to have nightmares if he shoots way over par on the ocean course in a week.
That's a night terror.
That is going to be a night terror.
It's going to be a night terror when gusts are 40 miles an hour.
I bet he has golf dreams. Do you have golf dreams?
Yes. I have them all the time.
Every now and then. It's just they're weird dreams.
Don't you have dreams where I have these all the time where you're on the tee box but you can't swing the club?
You know what? I've had,
never had
dreams
that before.
It's not. It's just.
That's my theory on that.
It's like you literally can't swing the club.
It's like me and a bunch of friends on the tee box, and no one's teeing off. We're just hanging out. Drivers in
maybe that's Lurch's problem.
We can't rise the occasion.
I guess not.
No, I'm just saying you can't. I've never had that dream. I've had dreams where I'm on the tee box, I'm looking at the ball, and I'm stuck, and I can't bring the club back.
Yeah, I have that about like walking or running, like I can't run.
It's just strange.
It's a terrifying
dream. I know before I fall asleep, I lay there, and I hope I have a silly dream. That's what I say to myself.
I love that, too. You try to control it.
Yeah. I start thinking about,
say,
like,
please give me one silly, of those silly dreams.
Oh, the silliest of dreams. Yeah. I don't even ask for the silliest of dreams. I just ask for a silly dream.
No, like, but I'm going to be completely honest with you, as honest as I can be. I don't think I've had one of those incredible dreams in, like, decades.
Of course not. You're an adult.
Yeah. Decades. Yeah,
also, you're taking care of the business on a pretty
You're not repressed. So, you're not physically repressed.
Like, here's another question.
Maybe like, you don't have like a backup.
here's another question.
What?
How come some dreams you can remember to the detail, down to the detail, but some dreams you can't remember them the next day?
I don't know.
You know you had it. But it's very vague.
I think that's based off of when you wake up in your REM sleep. So your sleep cycle is based off of, like, so the time you wake up, how quickly it is to your REM sleep.
Mm.
I think that's what it is.
I don't know. Some people remember their dreams. I couldn't tell you a dream I had last night. Can anybody remember one dream they had last night?
Of course not.
No. I did see that there's a theory out there about something we do all the time that's never in our dreams. Like, nobody dreams while doing this. And that's
about getting up early?
No.
Pumping gas.
Nobody is on their phones ever in dreams. There's like this whole dream, people interpret dreams about it, say that for whatever reason, that part of technology hasn't entered our landscape during dreams and nobody's on their phones ever in dreams.
It's like squirrels at Augusta.
Same thing. Same deal.
This is not the same thing, but I have an admission to make. I was driving into work this morning. And I was fishing around with podcasts to listen to. Stone Cold went right through a red light in D.C. I'm gonna be honest with you. I can't remember doing that. I went through I never saw it.
Did anything blink?
You had to pay like $200? But I was like terrified. As I was going through the intersection, I realized what I was doing. I could have killed Pete. I mean, I could have killed 100 people.
You could have killed someone else.
100 people I could have killed. Yeah, that was terrifying. I did that this morning because I was trying to pull up the John Kine podcast.
You need the latest on the Skins draft class.
Yeah, I was listening to it, and I was having trouble pulling it up.
God, not a great idea.
Imagine
the funeral everybody talking about. EB.
You'd be getting joned.
He was looking for the John Kine.
I mean, we would be respectful for a while, but
I like John Kine and everything. Too. How'd he die?
Well, if one of us dies in a stupid manner, there's going to be joning. Just know that.
I know. Well, I went different platforms. I went from the Hank Haney podcast to the John Kine podcast. Yeah. Hank was talking about Justin Thomas, and some Golf Channel guy was saying he's got to stop playing golf swing, and he's got to start playing golf again. And that made Hank crazy. And I got tired of that. And I said, let me listen to the Commander stuff. And then in the midst of all of that,
I shouldn't ask this question as a follow-up, but what is golf swing?
He's doing too mechanical.
Thinking too much about his swing, and he's just playing golf.
Okay.
You know, and Hank thinks that's crazy.
I thought it was like some branded
no.
simulator.
He's in his own head.
In his own head too much. But Hank thinks, you need to think about your swing. You can't just, like, he actually disagrees with that.
Can't just grip it and rip it.
You can't, he says the ball doesn't know if you're having a good day, bad day. You know, what? I could do the whole thing.
I don't know whether this is true or not. Somebody told me that they saw some sort of study that the longer you stand over your ball, the worse you're going to end up.
That's true. And I stand over my ball longer than ever. I have so many swing thoughts.
So much waggle.
But I will say this. And I'm not going to bore you with it. I finished my last six holes even par.
Very nice.
Oh, good.
That's pretty good. That was a good stretch. Because I was heading towards a bad round. Somehow pulled it together.
You recovered it.
Recovered it.
All right, got to take a break. When we come back, we'll open up EB's entertainment page.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here on The Fan. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Jason, thank you for remembering. You know what? I do that sometimes. I fill up my water at the cooler. I put it down, then I go to the bathroom.
And he walks up right by it.
Yep.
I don't like to bring it into the bathroom.
Yeah, it's probably better to keep it out of the bathroom.
And he forgot he filled it up.
I would assume. It's kind of like when Jason asks me sometimes to fill up his swell bottle, his 6-ounce swell bottle, and then I fill it up and I just leave it in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Because that has happened. My brain has felt it.
Yep.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page.
My brain is so felted, too, Cakes. It's ridiculous.
I'm with you.
Do you think there's going to be one time when he's not dumbfounded? The entertainment page that he's going to read the sponsorship. Is he ever going to have it ready?
Here's the thing you don't understand.
He does this thing. Every time you do it, you go, time for the EB's entertainment page.
Well, hold on. Here's the thing you don't understand.
Scrambling.
Is I want to please all my sponsors, especially BMW Fairfax. But it's not the first thing I think about. First thing I think about is my content.
Understood.
That's what I'm thinking about. I'm more concerned with that. The entertainment page is driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker of BMW Fairfax, has no interest in charging you interest. You know this deal. 2.99% on most X-Series models. I've got the X5. You should get one too, or something similar. Limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. All right, boys. Couple of interesting things here. First of all, I just want to lead with this. Lenny Kravitz, you saw the viral video of him in the gym weeks ago.
Him like working out. He was working out in leather pants.
Leather pants and sunglasses, I think. I think he may have had some. And he was on some weird, like insane. Like he's a strong guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He was getting after it.
I think he was like, he had a barbell with like 45, so that's 135 pounds. So he would do like a sit-up. Holding the barbell.
And then a bench press.
Yeah. Right? And then he would come up to like parallel to the ground, do a bench press, bring the bar back down.
And then like a decline. Almost like a decline. Yeah, it was absurd. He had a lot going on.
Wow. Yeah, okay. Reading about him, he does fasted cardio in the morning, weightlifting in the day, and then more cardio before bed.
I mean, I believe it. You see how fit he looks.
Hold on. He's not drinking two beers and then lying down right in bed immediately. He's not doing that?
Oh, yeah. That's he's got like an 8-pack.
Right. No, the guy is jacked.
Yeah.
So, you know, God bless him. But, you know, he says, this is the thing I don't understand, and I'm going to give you a personal anecdote. He says that He wears leather pants and his boots everywhere he goes.
It's his brand, he says.
I don't care. He says
that's comfortable.
And he says I don't sweat that much. Mm. And here's the thing:
how can you work out in boots?
How can you work out and not
and
sweat?
Leather pants.
You're definitely sweating some. I know. I've reached a point in my life now.
Yeah.
54. If I sweat a little bit, the odor on me. It sounds like an elephant dumped on me.
You got
a
stank.
Yes. Yeah. Do you guys feel it? Like if I sweat a little, once I break the sweat, like.
Break your seal.
Once I break the sweat seal.
I don't think I'm that smelly, especially if I shower and put deodorant on. Even if I sweat, I don't think I'm super smelly yet.
I get sweaty just hitting golf balls. Mm. And, you know, and like maybe only hit them for 20 minutes or something. I get a little glistening, mm-hmm. a little sweat underneath.
Yeah.
I gotta take a shower. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I literally smell like butt. You guys don't have that problem?
I'm not super smelly, I don't think.
I've gotten smellier.
Yeah.
Mm. As you get older.
Huh?
You're ripening.
Anytime I sweat, my sweat stinks.
Yeah. Why?
It's not odorless or anything like
that. What is that?
It's stinky.
Yeah. What is that? I feel like it wasn't the case before. Now
I think it's probably always been the case.
Well, I just can.
I chalk
really
it up to your body's deteriorating.
I think it's my body deteriorating.
It's just part
Somebody
of the aging process.
I think your sweat probably at age 17 smelled the same as it does now.
Well, you know that when you're little and you like kids, they don't really smell. There reaches an age where all of a sudden they hit puberty, or whatever. Mm-hmm, all of a sudden they start to stink.
Maybe your body odor changes. I don't think it does.
I think mine's getting worse. Somebody sent me a link that, what is it? The more alcohol you drink and the more sugar, glucose and everything that you mm-hmm. have, your body browns on the inside. Like your body decays. Like the more sugar and glucose. And I think that's, you know, like obviously anything you have is sugar in it. Mm-hmm. And it, like alcohol, that's sugar in it and stuff. That to counter it, though, they say you have to be a carnivore because something to do with the red meat has properties that counters the browning, the aging.
You are bumming me out before my Shake Shack meal tonight. I'm really bumming me out here. What's happening.
I just know my pits and the bows.
Your elbows?
No, the bows.
Bozak.
Yeah.
Well, clearly, that's, yeah.
I'll say my wife's always complained about that. That might not be a news.
Oh, that's gross. You got issues.
That is gross. Well,
clean yourself.
If you're sweaty.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had the sweaty complaint before. I mean, I'm a guy. You know.
According to Bob Goo, the body odor does change as you age.
Ooh. Does it get worse?
Doctors aren't sure exactly why, but they think it's
dying.
A byproduct of age. It says it's related breakdown of certain chemicals, including omega-7 unsaturated fatty acids.
Yeah, I think it just means you're
Who
dying.
Knows what the hell that means?
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Don't forget.
In a nutshell description,
hey, don't,
correct.
Don't forget butt crack sweat.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst.
That might be the worst.
That's the worst. Yeah. I would qualify that as the worst.
I'm sure I have a lot. I'm sure I have the average normal amount of that. But
there you go.
No, I mean, you know what I mean. Like I'm not.
No, you wear like.
There's your challenge for the day.
Yeah,
workout. Wear like workout compression shorts.
But I can't butt sweat.
Go walk 18.
You can feel
Take them off, and then you see a streak that looks like the Amazon.
Back on your back, right? Like
not the color, but I'm just saying.
Yeah,
it's damp.
What was the golfer? Was it Robert Gallagher?
Garrigus.
Garrigus.
Yeah, he had the butt sweat.
He had the butt sweat. It was unbelievable. Like, you still remember 10 years later.
Can't you get a, like, if you're a super sweaty guy or girl, I guess, you can definitely get some sort of, like, surgery to alleviate all the sweating.
Yeah, they do, like, shots.
It's weird.
Shots in your armpits. Like,
there's a 0.0% chance that's good for you.
Oh, it can't be good for you. I'm just saying.
No,
like,
you're closing sweat glands in your body.
Yeah,
it's
you
naturally
that.
Trying to secrete.
Right, you got to get rid of the poison.
It's got to be horrible.
You know what it is? It's probably all the poison that you know, as you get older,
it's just toxins trying to get out of your body.
Eating and drinking more terrible stuff.
One of our buddies had to do like a special deodorant back in high school because he always had super sweaty pits.
He was an excess sweater.
Yes. Well, that's what you get. You definitely get joned on for that in high school. Yeah. If your pits are working overtime, you're sweating all the
full
time.
Pits, everything.
Yeah, like, yeah. If you have medicated deodorant,
yeah, Joan-worthy.
Yeah.
If you break that out in the middle school or high school like locker room,
you know what you do is you snatch it from them, then play keep away.
Yeah, I definitely get Joaned off.
Yeah, I've gone the route before where I'm, you know, I always, you know, I'll say, well, this they say this is not healthy, so I'm gonna get the deodorant that doesn't have the tinfoil.
Doesn't have aluminum
or whatever the hell
it is. Doesn't have tinfoil in it.
And that stuff doesn't work.
Who knows? Yeah.
You smell terrible. You just got to put the aluminum.
I'm going to get underarm cancer from my speed stick.
I don't know.
If that happens, bad beat. I got dealt bad cards.
That is a bad beat.
It just happens.
Speaking of weight, I don't know, Melissa McCarthy, all these celebrities we're talking about, they're all taking a Ozempic. Barbara Streisand apparently called her out on it. She wasn't offended by it, but you know, so many people are. I was just reading a story this morning that a bunch of celebs, because they're on the Ozempic, they're also getting extra Botox so they don't get the Ozempic face.
Okay.
Right?
You have to counter.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
I just, while you're talking, I clicked on this story, entertainment related. So there's a movie Fall Guy coming out. There used to be a TV show called The Fall Guy when we were growing up.
Right.
And Heather Thomas was on that show.
Smoking.
Smoke show.
I mean, she was ridiculous.
I mean, she was like...
I had a poster of her on my ceiling.
Jason, every 40, 50-year-old used to have that poster.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, she's probably...
What is she, 68?
I don't know. It makes sense, but it's like I only have one picture of her in my mind.
Is it a horrible picture? Let me see.
She's just aging.
If you were named Heather in the 80s, you were automatically just blonde silly.
Who is that?
Heather Thomas. That's what I'm saying. It was disturbing to me because I only think of Heather Thomas in one way.
Right. You think of her like when you're 15 years old.
But when was Heather Thomas on The Fall Guy?
Probably in the mid-80s.
Early 80s.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
she's 40 years older.
The TV show was 81 to 86. So we were 11 to 16 years old.
Yeah. We were prime horned up adolescents when we were looking at the picture of her in the poster. I think she was in a hot tub from what I remember. It's an iconic poster.
I mean, she's 66 now.
I think it's the second most popular poster of all time behind the Farrah Fawcett poster from back
she
in the
was
day.
A 14 out of 10.
As Charlie Sheen would call her, a smoking hottie.
Yeah,
from back in the day.
I mean, she was just beautiful. Well, you're not surprised by that, are you?
I mean, no, but I just hadn't seen her.
No, but it is jarring when, like the last time I saw Gene Hackman, and then
He's still on Gene Hackman.
Clint Eastwood.
Dude, the Gene Hackman photos are shocking.
How about Clint Eastwood?
Clint Eastwood, same thing.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood, these guys are getting so old and skinny. We'll be so lucky to live to that age.
I'm going
to
hang out with these two smoking hotties.
They got their pants up over their belly button, and there's so much extra belt.
So their pants are on the ground, EB.
Oh.
So well, obvious.
They got
That's
no
they
butt
that.
Anymore.
That's, again, deteriorating.
Doesn't
Body's
upset
withering
you?
Away.
We're all on expiring contracts, Cakes. Yeah. Doesn't Certainly it bother
that's
you?
That's been the theme of the day.
Of course it bothers me. But, I mean, I can't spend every waking moment obsessing about it.
I do.
Clearly.
I do. John Bon Jovi.
At least from 6 to 10, you do.
Page?
How about this? John Bon Jovi's been married to his high school sweetheart.
Dorothea. Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know, 50 years? How old is he? 65, 70? However old
I'm
he
sure
is.
I'm sure he didn't creep on her during the slippery when wet tour.
Well, that's right.
Are you kidding me?
He says he's been with over 100 girls in his life.
Of course he 100? I would put a comma and then three more zeros behind that 100.
Yeah.
He says, here's the quote, "I got away with murder. I'm a rock and roll star."
Right. I mean, the name of his album was Slippery When Wet.
Right.
You think he wasn't crushing every groupie that was prancing around backstage?
He
Are
said,
you kidding?
I'm not a saint. You know, I'm not saying there weren't 100 girls in my life. I'm freaking Bon Jovi. It was pretty good.
I'm telling you, that number
he
is way low.
He third-personed himself.
His number is way low.
Do you think
I think that number is super low.
I think Gene Simmons is another one who's been married forever, right? And they're saying he's got, like, his number is in the thousands.
Of course it is.
They say, and Lemmy from Motorhead. Is that dude still
alive?
Lemmy
Motorhead? No, he's no longer with us. Yeah, I believe he succumbed from cancer at least 5 or 7 years ago.
Right.
Something in that range.
Right, I vaguely remember that.
Gene Simmons' bit, by the way, was he never did drugs or alcohol or even smoked cigarettes.
He would just come in
and just pick off the sillies while the other guys are drunk and hammered and just take them back to his dressing room. That was kind of his move.
That's not a bad vice.
Bon Jovi's 62. Rolled.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, it's only 60.
You got a new doc on Hulu that I'm about halfway through the first ep at this point.
Do you know
documentary?
Do you know
go
who,
check it out.
I guess they said there was some. I didn't read the story, but they say they saw Jerry Seinfeld recently, and they said he didn't look healthy or something. He looked fine to me. I couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah, he's 70.
He's 70.
70 years old.
He looks pretty pretty great for
70.
Well,
that's the deal with aging.
Yeah,
he got new hair.
That's what people didn't like.
Well, if you look at his interviews that he's been doing, he has like a full head of hair. And the last 5 years or so, he's definitely was way balder.
Oh, really? Oh, good for him. Why wouldn't you get
hair? Maybe it just jumped out
of
me.
The guy's worth $500 million. He can get new hair if he wants.
Are you shocked that's the first thing Drab noticed?
Yeah, Drab is all in on it.
Well, the baldies definitely noticed. We know the baldies notice when guys have fresh new hair.
He has a new movie.
You're not fooling the baldies. It's impossible. Can't pull that one over on us.
He has a new movie about the cereal business, right?
Yes.
Maybe.
Believe the invention of the Pop-Tart. It's about the origins of the Pop-Tart. Jason eats them every morning. He loves it.
They are good. Maple brown sugar.
I love Pop-Tarts. Yeah. Now, Jason, he's in a box with his flavors. I think he only tries like 3 or 4 different flavors.
No, two flavors.
Two flavors. See what I mean?
Maple brown sugar and strawberry.
You need to maybe expand your palate.
Yeah, I'll leave that up to you.
Okay. I can sample the
You
newbies.
Can have the cookies and cream Pop-Tart.
Delicious. So good.
All right, so there you go. We can get into more of the Kendrick Lamar Drake stuff later today, or maybe tomorrow. But
you know what? I'm good.
But there's a new diss track.
There is a funny thing in his diss track. Right? Didn't he botch a name?
I don't know.
We could talk about it next. I'll fill you in on that one.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Come back. Somebody tweeted us the picture of Heather Thomas.
Yeah.
And Cakes is correct. It's in a hot tub. I never once noticed that there was a hot tub in the background.
TV. I mean, you're talking
Did you ever notice that there was a hot tub there?
I mean, you're obviously focusing in on not the hot tub in that picture. I understand, but
that's a different picture than I think I had.
That's just an iconic poster from the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
Like every horny kid in America had that poster in some way, shape, or form.
I don't know if it was that my parents didn't allow it. I never had the pictures of chicks in my bedroom growing up.
I didn't have it in my bedroom at home. Like if I went to college, JP, my room in college, it had posters of like Rat, Motley Crue. And then there are probably a few scantily clad females thrown up on the wall when I was 20 years old.
Yeah, in college.
You also had Playboys, right? Stack
of
Playboys.
I
had worse than that.
Yes, I had access to these materials.
Didn't you save them like in your closet or something?
He had like Wii and weird ones, right?
No, I got my hands on something like back in the day. I got my hands. I don't even know how I got it, but it was like it was 10 steps beyond like
Playboy
and Penthouse. I would look at like those and be like, yeah,
child's play.
That's nice. Gallery, whatever. Like
you had
like
the worst stuff.
I had like
scar issue. Like some of those pictures, and you get those magazines. I've seen them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little scary.
They're like opening up everything.
But I'm talking about like, it wasn't just pictures of women.
Oh, no, I know.
It was the whole McGillicuddy. Yeah. It was everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was way
too. And you enjoyed it.
Definitely enjoyed it. Trust me, I was way too young to possess this material.
Yeah. But where did you hide it from your parents?
Oh, wherever I could find, like.
Did you ever worry?
In my bedroom, like.
Did you ever think they would see it, like in your closet or something?
Sure.
Were you panic stricken about it?
Wasn't panic stricken about it, but the need to have the material superseded the worry of getting caught.
I can't remember. Did your brothers share a bedroom, like the bedroom next? I remember you had the corner bedroom.
At one point, brothers had to share a bedroom, but I was the eldest, so of course right. I got the bigger bedroom. Mm-hmm. At some point,
did you bully silly your? I always bullied my younger brother. I know you guys are surprised.
Shocker!
There wasn't a lot of bullying.
You didn't.
But there
bully?
Was more. There was more friction between my youngest brother and my middle brother than me with either of the other brothers.
But also, you had a
non-confrontational.
But also, you had a
personality.
Yeah. You also had a 4 and a 7 year advantage over your brothers. He was only 1 year older than Mark.
Correct.
Yeah.
I used it to my advantage.
Yeah. So I'm saying, like, you had an easier job bullying. He's got somebody's gonna fight back just 1 year apart.
I wish I still had some of those materials from back in the day, just to see what they're like.
To reminisce.
Yeah. There would be some reminiscing.
Well, then you might end up having some sexomnia.
No, because the reminiscing would be while I was awake. Now the problem would be
I know, but it might seep in.
Like I'd have to deal with. Like non-moving pictures, which is
I would think
at this point is that's a bridge too far.
That is bridge too far.
Bridge too far. But when you're 16 and you've got material that nobody else in the block has,
right?
It works.
I can't even do foreign language.
Well, who does that? I mean, who wants to get that Vogue and Cosmopolitan?
Well, sometimes
that
you'll find like a Czechoslovakian, something.
It's Czechy, B. Czechoslovakia's been dead for 30 years.
So
hold on. What do you just, so, okay.
Czech Republic.
Czechoslovakia was the
used
larger
to be one
thing.
Big country, yeah.
So now
there's Czech
Slovakia.
Republic and there's Slovakia. Yeah.
Okay.
Like when I rooted for Martina Navratilova back in the day, she was my girl. Apparently I loved all the Eastern European bloc robots like Navratilova and Lendl.
Yeah.
But I don't understand it. It's weird. She was from then Czechoslovakia. It's now Czech Republic, Slovakia.
Can you just say you're from Czech?
You say you're Czech.
You're Czech.
Or you're
Czech.
From Czech Republic.
Czech Republic.
But if you went up to Dreamy Peter Bondra and said, hey, you're from Czechoslovakia, he'd punch you in your face because he's from Slovakia. Actually, he wouldn't punch you because he's very nice.
Right.
Nice man.
So EBT's this Kendrick Lamar diss track called Euphoria, where supposedly he just smashes Drake.
I prefer Euphoria with Sydney Sweeney, even though I've never seen it.
This is pretty funny. Apparently, in the diss track, he mistakes Haley Joel Osment for Joel Osteen.
By the way, disturbing uptick
How
in
is that
diss
possible?
Track conversations on the show in the last month. I mean, this diss track conversations are spiking.
So he says, am I battling ghost or AI feeling like Joel Osteen? Funny, he was in a film called AI. And my sixth sense telling me to off him. The problem is Joel Osteen's a televangelist.
Right.
Yep.
Haley Joel Osteen.
Or Osment.
Osment. Sorry, the actor.
Everybody's confused.
Yeah, everyone's messing it all up.
JP's messing it up.
I don't know. It had something to do with AI. He said something about AI.
So Haley Joel Osment was in a movie called AI.
He's a weird looking dude.
So in the diss track, he brings up AI and then he says, feeling like Joel Osteen. He's the televangelist guy.
Gotcha.
Not the actor.
Grown up, Haley Joel Osment is in something I've seen recently, but I can't quite place what it was.
Can I tell you?
Let's see. TV or movie?
It was definitely like a series, like a cable series. When you name it, it's going to spring to my mind. but I can't pull it off.
Can I tell you, Drab, what's annoying me about AI? Almost everything about AI annoys me. So now I'll go to YouTube. I'm on YouTube all the time because I don't know. I've somehow transferred. I now just watch YouTube videos all the time. And they'll have some catchy thing, and I'll go, oh, this is something I want to watch. And then I'll click on it. Maybe it's about Diddy, or maybe it's about JFK, or maybe it's about a golf swing, whatever it is. And then it's just an AI voice reading, right? There are all these like AI videos. Like, no one's even doing it. They're just all AI voiced now, and I can't stand it. You know, and you know an AI voice when you hear it, right? Right away.
I think I could probably pick it out. The way
they
read it.
They then clashed again in 1996. And it's something I want to watch, but it's got the AI voice.
Right.
And I feel like it's just some computer spit this out, and I can't.
Correct.
I get so bitter. Oh, I hate it.
Haley Joel Osment in The Boys on Amazon Prime. That's where I've seen him.
You guys don't find that just
I mean, I know what you're talking about, but.
In fact, sometimes it's a huge tell because they'll do like initials. It's like an initial, we all know what it means.
EB, you don't understand.
But they'll say it the wrong way.
The voices I hear the most on YouTube are Lon McCarron and Norman Chad talking about the World Series of Poker. And they're not AI.
Consistent.
I don't go down those wormholes.
Eric, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Those are just like cheap free versions
of cheap videos versions. People are putting together trying to get a lot of hit views.
Yeah, but like some of the AI voice stuff out there is incredible. In fact, CK was showing me something a few weeks ago that's like in radio in the future. You can just type in a script,
radio insider.
Pick the kind of like radio format voice you want, and somebody will voice it like a voice guy, and it sounds just like the real
I know.
Thing. And it's incredible. And you just type it up.
You
boom,
do.
One
no,
second
it,
later.
It does until they read like, I wish I had the example just off the top of my head, like.
A word like colonel.
They'll just say it totally wrong. It's like initials.
It's almost like they add a syllable.
Well, they just don't know. Like,
yes.
And they just say, well, obviously this is a computer because no one in the world says that way. I wish I could explain it. But I know what you mean. It sounds good. Like
the AI voice wouldn't be able to say Terry McLaurin. It would butcher his name.
There was one that was so
McLaren.
I can't remember. DUI, and they actually said like Dwee. Got a Dwee.
Like
of saying,
we say on the
instead
show.
Instead of saying DUI, you know, it's a you know.
They got a silly Dwee.
Yeah. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, there's
Terrell Tells. You know who I watch on YouTube? Joel Klatt.
Is that what you watch? The draft guy or
not Haley Joel Osment? I know
not Haley Joel.
All right, coming up next. Mike Rizzo joins us, president of baseball operations of your Washington Nationals here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.